Lexington City Council is working to make changes in the government's Purchase of Development Rights Program. An audit report on the land preservation program got a review this week at City Hall. The audit review ran from January of 2014 through December of 2017. Among other things, it found the PDR program is sufficiently managed and it properly tracks available funding for future purchases. But Council Member Kevin Stennett said Tuesday, having rural land management board members who are also recipients of PDR support raises concerns.
That's the biggest complaint, is people are on the board who've received money from taxpayers, and they're voting on the laws and also regulating what happens on those PDR farms.
Lexington Planning, Preservation, and Development Commissioner Derek Paulson says firsthand experience also carries an impact.
That's really one of the things that the board members felt is an important part of recruiting farms into this program, is being able to say, hey, we've been in here, this is how it's worked. I'm not just trying to sell you on something I wouldn't do myself, we've done it.
The recommended changes include a prohibition on a board member submitting an application for PDR funding while a member or within 1 year of serving on the board. PDR uses local and federal tax dollars to pay rural property owners who pledge not to develop their farms. General fund appropriations have been budgeted for years to support it. Some Lexington council members, like Jennifer Masotti, would like to see a permanent designated stream of funding. But there's a risk with that approach because Masotti says it would need to go on the ballot as a referendum question.
The whole purpose of a referendum would be for funding for the program, but depending upon how it could be worded, it could also get rid of the program. And that's certainly something we don't want to happen.
The Urban County Council Committee took no action on the audit recommendations. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.